Some people really like to argue, and other people really like to split hairs. Actually, some people like to do both. And it seems that the Pharisees fall into that category. They're trying to get to the bottom of what happened with this blind man who claims to be able to see, and apparently can see now. And so they're really, you know, kind of putting him on the witness stand, and they want him to tell the story again in case it changes so that they can, you know, catch him in some sort of dishonesty. People have argued and disagreed and nitpicked and analyzed and dissected matters of faith from time immemorial. Of course, there is a place for theological study and debate and trying to get to the truth of matters of faith that is valuable. However, it should never lead anyone to be distracted from the fact that in the end, it's all about the Lord Jesus. We can have debates and all of that, but in the end, it's about the person of Jesus. And when it comes to getting to know who Jesus is, there's no amount of studying and reading and debating that can take the place of the practice of simply spending time with him. You know very well, we all know, if you want to get to know someone, you spend time with them. You don't just read about them. You have to spend time in order to really get to know them. And if you want to get to know someone really well, it's simple. You spend a lot of time with them. That's all. And so it's very valuable for us, of course, to pray at home. You know, the Lord is present to us at home. Or in our car, wherever we like to pray. But nothing takes the place of being here in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Because he's present here in a way that he's not present in our home. He's present here in a way that he's not present anywhere else. Because in the Blessed Sacrament, he is present body and blood, soul, and divinity. The complete Christ is present here. And the Church has taught us for centuries and centuries and centuries that simply being in the presence of the Lord, spending time in quiet prayer with the Lord, changes us. I know it's true from my own experience. I know people who have prayed an hour a day before the Blessed Sacrament, they're amazing. You just have to meet them. That's all I can say. But their life is changed by spending that time in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord every day. Now, of course, they pray, aside from times when they're in the chapel, but that time spent in the presence, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ is irreplaceable. It has a profound impact on the human being because we come and we're bathed in the light of Christ. We're bathed in his love. Just being in his presence in this way is different than having a conversation with him wherever else we go. There's a qualitative difference. That's just plain true. It's not my opinion. It really is true. When we come before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, we bring him all of our troubles, all of our griefs, you know, all the things that we need help with. And we find when we spend time with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament that he is the answer to all of our prayers, all of our situations and our troubles, whatever burdens we carry. Even if it's physical sickness or infirmity, he helps us carry our crosses. But we come to know him much more deeply when we spend time there, and we come to recognize in him the source of life, the source of peace in our life, the source of strength, the source of encouragement. And when we come to that realization, there are implications then for how we relate to other people. Because when we find something that's really good, we tell people. In matters of faith, Catholics tend to be a little more reserved. Well, I don't want to go out there and ruffle any feathers or seem like I'm imposing my faith on someone, or I don't want to offend anyone, all that kind of logic. But when we find the source of life, it seems pretty logical to me that we would want other people whom we love and care about to encounter the source of life as well. We want our family members to experience a relationship with the Lord that brings them encouragement, that brings them peace in a time of difficulty. We want our loved ones to experience healing deeply as we can before the Blessed Sacrament. We want to connect people with the Lord, and spending time here is just about the best way that that can be done. I wanted to mention, though, an event that has been in the works for about 6 months now. You may have seen the poster up in the entryway there. It's called the Eucharistic Family Rosary Crusade, and it's going to be a one-time, large-scale event at Avista Stadium in Spokane on the night of Sunday, July 23rd, 7 o'clock p.m. And it's a pretty straightforward celebration. We're hoping to have a full stadium, which would be 7,000 people or so. But there would also be room on the field if you get there late. The basic idea of this event is for the faithful to gather and to spend time together in the presence of the Eucharistic Lord. So Jesus will be exposed on a makeshift altar, or temporary altar, on the field. There will be songs of praise, adoration, worship. We'll pray together the Global Living Rosary, which is where they inflate these balloons that are about 3 feet in diameter, I think, and they have a whole bunch of them. They line them along the baselines to create one of the largest rosaries in the world. And then for each bead, the first part of the prayer is prayed in one of the languages of the world, and then we all together respond in English. So it shows that we are in solidarity with our brothers and sisters, and that we all worship together the one same Lord. Bishop Daly will be there. He'll be preaching. Father James Kelleher, who is the director of this program, he will also be preaching. And the prayers of all of the people present will be brought there before the altar. So you'll see these cards are being passed out right now. They will be collected and placed in baskets in front of the Lord, and we'll be asking Our Lady to pray for all of the people who are either present there or represented by these pledge cards. So take a look at the pledge card, and you'll see that we're asking for people to make a commitment to pray. That's all. We're asking for people to pray, not only for the success of this particular event, but to devote themselves also to pray for families, for marriages, and for our youth. These are great needs, as we know. We need a lot of grace in our families, in marriages, and for our young people. The three options, as you see, are that you could spend 1 hour per week praying here at the church in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. The church is open anytime I'm here. So most of the day Sunday, and then pretty much all day on Tuesdays. You could also commit to praying the rosary daily as a family. Powerful prayer. Or you could also commit to praying one decade of the rosary. That's just one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, and a Glory Be. And if you can't find the time to do that, then you're way too busy. You need to cut some things out of your schedule, because that doesn't take more than a minute or two. But we're asking for that commitment. again, not only for this particular event, but for the particular intention of families, marriages, and our young people. And you may find that after that particular event, you may continue on that practice. I guarantee you, if you spend even an hour a week, let alone an hour every day, but even an hour a week with Jesus in the Eucharist, outside of Mass, so you're just in quiet prayer with the Lord, I guarantee you, you will not regret it, and you will find a difference happening in your life. You'll find a change in your heart, you'll find greater peace, and you'll find that the Lord will help you carry every burden that you have. Again, it's not just my opinion. I've experienced it, but it is beyond just my opinion. This is the truth, because it's the Lord. Finally, I would encourage you to give some serious consideration to attending the Rosary Crusade, this special event. Don't just set it aside as, oh, that's another one of those things Father keeps talking about, inviting people to. Give it some serious thought. When you are in one place with 7,000 other fellow Christians, there's a great deal of encouragement that comes from that, and it is a powerful tool for evangelization. People will hear about this. They'll want to know, why are these 7,000 people gathering together in that stadium? It's because of him. Bottom line, it's because of him. That's what it all comes down to. It's all about Jesus.